This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Over-the-counter drugs. That's just what this is like. Those of you who are addicted to the talk radio world, the conversation world, the issues of the day, find nirvana every week as we review the charts from Talkers Magazine. When I say we, members of the Steffen tribe include Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, who always has something to say.
Always.
And then there's that evil thinker.
Oh, yes.
Joe Crummy.
From the left coast.
Yes, he is. But he's a righty, as you can see. You go to the iTunes and see his response to the Mika and Joe show. What Trump did.
I loved it. I'm sorry. I know I'm evil, but I just love
well,
what happened.
I think the whole thing is getting ridiculous on both sides. Let's get in. Let me go through the stories and the people first. Sort of the official list of things from Talkers Magazine. Then we get Joe and Richie and I. We're minus Victoria, who got married last week. She'll be back next week. But
this is number 10 on our list.
Right.
Yeah, but really, that should be on the list. Right? She's dancing on the tables at Senior Frogs.
Having a good time. Yeah, she's having a nice time. If you go to Instagram, you see a lot of the pictures from her trip down to Mexico, where she and Lewis went. And they're a nice, they're a cute, warm couple. They're very happy. You wish them and everybody else you know who's in that kind of relationship the most, the happiest, the most wonderful time. God love them. All right, anyway, back to our list from Sports Talk Radio. Number 10 usually is about sports, certainly Major League Baseball action. The only thing I can tell you about sports is I got caught in the traffic of the Red Sox game leaving from Kenmore Square last night.
Oh, wow.
After being in the Kenmore Square is the hospital zone of Boston, so there's the Red Sox in Fenway Park, and then right up the street, all the hospitals. So you can't get to a hospital if you want to visit somebody without going by the park. And there was a game starting when I went into the hospital, and a lot of people were leaving as I left.
That's
my
climbing
contribution, thank you, to the sports.
Try it down here in D.C. when the president decides they are going, whoever the president is, decides they are going to a baseball game.
Oh, wow.
And they cut off traffic for 10 to 15 minutes so the motorcade can get through on the way in and out of the game.
Oh, yeah. How to influence friends and influence people.
Wow.
I'm not sure Trump is a baseball fan. Is he? Does he go to baseball games?
I see him being a baseball guy, but I don't know that he's attended a Nats game yet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They would have a sitting president at a game like that. I got to wake up here in L.A.
Oh, sure.
Really? Wow, what a nightmare.
I was going to say, what kind of a protection nightmare is that going to present? All right, next up, number 9 on the list is the European Union and its fining of Google. I think it was $1 something trillion for doing their advertising thing.
I thought it was like a couple of billion dollars.
Yeah,
it is billion.
You were saying $1 trillion. I was thinking that's a little high. But
Google responded by saying, we didn't do it. Just Google it.
Right. Number 8. The malware. It's the only time I'm supposed to sound like a New Englander. Malware. And the attack on what was it? It was a Russian thing. It was a Russian hack. But it was aimed, I remember getting, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday this week, something from Norton. Isn't it a ransomware virus, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, it's a ransomware,
Yeah. So you protected, Richie's is a Apple snob, so he doesn't ever get involved in these conversations.
No, so am I.
We use Linux to run all of our systems, systems and everything. So, we don't have to worry. I mean, we do have some Windows computers here, but that's why we don't use them.
Okay, number 7 is verboten to talk about.
About a Bolton.
I'm not going to grace the airwaves I would just tell you number seven is that shooting death that was on YouTube. I'm just not going to, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm not going there.
Why? Because you don't want to see more people do that stupid stuff?
I just think that it's, what's the point? What possible point is there?
Well, I don't know, talk about how sad and stupid it was. I don't know.
Well, whatever it is, that kind of stuff goes no place. If you guys want to talk about it, I'm just going to go have a grape.
No, you're the host. I don't make you mad. Oh,
you don't make me mad. I just feel that there's no reason in the world to talk about it, frankly. And anybody who does is contributing in an irresponsible manner to stuff like that happening. There's no reason. All right, so I've said it enough. Let's keep going. What's her face? I was going to say Susan Palin. Why I was going to say
Sarah,
Susan.
That's her cousin.
Yeah, maybe that's who it is. Anyway, so there's a New York Times lawsuit. The Palin family or Palin interests, Sarah and her family think that they have been maligned again by the New York Times. And in this case, I think maybe they might be right. We ought to talk about this a little bit as we move ahead. The Russia story, the... Now, see, this is the kind of stuff that I chuckle about because I think CNN... is so over the top with their mission to destroy Trump, whatever they think they're going to get out of that. Or is it the people who run the place are that out of touch with reality that they don't see the forest for the trees? And is it? And it's so obvious. Now.
Well, they think they're getting ratings because of it. I mean, that's the...
Now?
Those, yeah.
I would say, if you look at their ratings, they leave a lot to be desired. From what they were when Ted Turner put them on the air. Do you remember, Joe, you go back. Rich, you probably remember it, too. When CNN first went on the air,
sure.
And all of those things that were in the Atlanta headquarters of Ted Turner's big, huge, multimedia enterprise, it really was pretty fascinating to see how it was all. And everybody said, this will never work. Who's going to watch a news channel all day?
Would you want to go deep on this now, or do you just want to keep going for the
next
one?
No, let's keep going. Yeah, that's it. We go. Yeah, thank you.
All right.
The tweeting controversy, the president and Mika and Joe and all that other nonsense, number four. The travel ban, number three. This is the, for me, this is the most important story of the week. Just in my pejorative, I'm sorry, well, the travel and the immigration thing together, I think, are the two. Number two is the immigration legislation. Number one is the health care thing, which is a can of worms in and of itself. Anyway, so that's the list of stories. You got them all now. Number 10 in the people list is our pal Kim Jong-un, who doesn't like Donald Trump, even though Donald Trump sent him a copy of The Art of the Deal that was autographed. What in the heck is going on here? Bernie Sanders, you know why he's in the news?
Why?
Huh?
Because of his wife, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, because of his new car.
What'd he get?
He got a $180,000 red Audi sports car. Most expensive car Audi drives.
No.
Look it up. Yep.
No.
Yep. He's driving around, and he paid for it with his with money from his
campaign?
Campaign account, yeah.
Now, well, I'm calling for a congressional investigation, right?
That blows his whole...
Of course it does.
I mean...
Of course, that's the whole of the irony of it all. That's what makes it so much fun.
Yeah, everything he's ever done in his life up to this point to try and build his case.
Look it up.
Look it on.
Just look for that red
how much health care, right, that somebody could have had for all that.
That's a share.
Sarah Palin's number eight. Pedro Ruiz and Mona Lisa Perez, number seven. Bad Vlad, number six. Joe and Mika, number five. See, they're getting to the point where they don't have to use their last names anymore. Mm-hmm. Obama's four. Rand Paul is three. Mitch McConnell is two. And Donald Trump is one. I think you should just have a place number two every week for old fossil politicians. Just put in a different name, but all the fossils belong there. And certainly McConnell does. Woof, man. All right. So where are we? We've gone through the list. We'll get to comments. But thoughts, you can send thoughts along. We're follow the my position at Twitter, at Doug Steffen. Rich, you got a Twitter account at R. McFadden.
Rich McFadden, right?
Rich McFadden. Mm-hmm. And Joe, what do you have at Twitter?
I'm Joe Crummy on Twitter, but Evil Thoughts is the podcast. But yeah,
Evil
on Twitter. I just tweeted about being on with you just a couple of minutes ago.
It's about time. All right, so Joe and Richie and I continue with our observations, and you can join with your thoughts in the Twitter world if you'd like to. Social media is number one, but it's important. 16 past the hour, this week's overview from the talk radio perspective of the items of interest on the talkers list of the top topics of the week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In Oklahoma, some bar owners were upset at customers sharing hamburgers. They wanted to make every customer buy their own, so they convinced legislators to require it. Now the law prohibits one person from taking even a bite of another person's hamburger. Legislators claimed it was a health hazard, but most people understood it was really about government officials protecting their friends in a favored business. Years later, the anti-hamburger sharing law remains in force. Citizens should never be complacent about such threats to their freedom. They should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom doesn't end all at once. It is chipped away slowly by such little things as hamburger laws. If responsible citizens want to take a bite out of government overreach, this would be a good place to start.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
All right, 18 after the hour, you're listening to Joe Crummy, the Rich McFadden person, and Doug Steffen overviewing the charts for the week of June 26th to the 30th, end of June, halfway through the year. Richie, Christmas is coming. We're one half of a year away from New Year's Eve.
Wow.
All right, so despite those of you who are Bernie Sanders fans yelling and screaming, Snopes says it isn't true, he didn't buy that car. So I want to know if the pictures of Bernie Sanders driving that Audi, what was the model number, Joe?
It was an RX.
Yeah. So was he Photoshop driving the car? Are people following him in that car?
No, I think he was caught in the act of stealing the car.
Stealing the car?
Yeah, he was stealing the car, and then they're using it to say he bought it. But I just want to straighten out the thing here that Bernie Sanders is guilty of stealing a car.
Let's start that rumor.
Well, even if the car, people debate whether he did or didn't buy the car. but they do point out that he does own 3 houses and just bought a 3rd house for over $600,000 up in Vermont.
Now, are we talking about his wife yet? The FBI probe?
Go ahead. That's nonsense, Derby. Go ahead. What's the probe?
Apparently she was playing fast and loose with the bank. And that Jane Sanders was president of Burlington College back in 2004.
Yeah, she was president of a bank, of a school, yeah.
Right, they threw her out, I guess, in 2011 or 12, and it had to do with a financial scandal that she raised a lot of money, took out really big loans to expand Burlington College, and apparently the loans all went south. And
why is that her fault? She's not running the school anymore.
That she had supposedly, you're the one with Bernie in the car.
The car's a lot more interesting than that stuff.
I'm just saying that she misrepresented to the bank the level of commitment from the donors or whatever.
I'll tell you, he's crazy as a loon, but I have respect for him because he's always kind of been exactly what he says he is.
Yep.
I don't believe
true to himself.
I don't believe the Audi story.
No,
but
you don't believe the Audi story? Oh, come on, Richie.
No, but he does have three houses.
Come on.
So that's a little bit extreme.
Yeah, but what kind of house does he have? I mean, does he have a big you know,
600 grand buys a big house in Vermont.
Yeah, $600,000 would buy you a big house in Vermont.
In Vermont, yeah.
And that's his
L.A.
first house.
Nothing, but yeah, I get that.
Yeah. All right, 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are, 23 and change after the hour, feverishly looking at or... I don't like that word on the radio because you're not looking at anything. You're listening to us talk about the issues that are posted. You go to talkers.com, see a list of the items on the charts for this week. And once I get my website straightened out for the umpteenth time, I have a separate page, Richie, for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll be able to see and then listen to us. You'll see the list and you'll listen to us talk about it just by going to that webpage.
Nice.
Listen to us talking about
I would about like you guys to list me on the list sometime.
You'll be on the list. Are you kidding? You're on the list, man. The list. Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. We just raked Bernie Sanders over the coals. what's next? The business with let's do Sarah Palin and what the merits are of this suit against the New York Times. For a change, I don't think she's showboating. I think she's a kind of a showboat, but in this circumstance, I think she may have something. What do you think?
Well, I'll jump in and fight if you want to. I thought the New York Times retracted the story. And
so what? It's in print.
Well, how much? Well, the question is how much damage has been done to the Palins?
Nothing, but it's still a good lawsuit.
You and Bernie Sanders get back.
What did they say about her?
They said that she was guilty causing the death of the attack on Gabby Giffords back in 2011.
Yeah.
Because Sarah Palin had a website and she put up congressional districts with a target on it, and one of them was Gabby Giffords' district, and that nutcase Lochner, whatever his name is, went and shot her and six other people. They were trying to link her, saying it was her fault and it was stupid. It wasn't her fault, but they've retracted the lawsuit, and Doug Stephan has evil thoughts about it. I can't believe that I'm the one that you're not straight.
You don't have evil thoughts. I have the evil thoughts.
Right, let me tell you something.
How'd you miss that one, Richie? You're such a Sarah Palin fan.
No, I knew this. I just know that that was the story she was talking about this week. You really think that that loon, that nut, I mean, you look into that guy's eyes, you really think he was that smart to be able to put all of those pieces together?
No, but it was a convenient story for the New York Times to take another shot at somebody from the right.
That's exactly right. No, that's you know what? I'm getting evil with you now, Doug. You're right about that. It was a gratuitous shot at bringing down Palin, and now she wants to use it to kind of crank up her image, too, as well, because I think she's feeling a little bit irrelevant right now.
Yeah, she is irrelevant, but it's okay.
Right.
Can you imagine if she had been vice president with Trump?
That'd be cool. Wow. That would have been a wacko chicken. See,
wouldn't that be something?
Oh, my God. That would have been something else, man. Bunga. Bunga. All right. So let's, what do we have? 2 minutes here. We have to pause again. So the CNN thing, this may be too good to just squeeze into 2 minutes. But to go back to what the New York Times business was all about, this is it in reverse. In a sense, CNN trying so hard to take a shot. You have an Evil Thoughts podcast about this, fake news and them being busted.
Well, if I can go deep, I know we've got about a minute. What I think is really interesting, I mean, this CNN thing with Russia and Trump and all of this, is that you have a huge merger going down, ultimately, between the people that own CNN, right? That would be Time Warner and AT&T.
Yeah, yeah.
And that has to be approved by whom? That's exactly right. That goes right into that goes to the Trump administration. So you guys were running
department.
CNN. Right. Jeff Zucker is probably going to get a phone call at some point to back the you-know-what off. And that is going to be really interesting to see when that happens. So the party may be over at some point for CNN.
I would think he'd get fired.
Yeah, Zucker's on his way out.
I can't imagine them keeping him around.
He'll go out. Yeah, but he'll get a huge golden parachute from a lot of people. That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. But the fact that those three resigned, but the guy said that most of it's BS. I thought that was wonderful.
And hey, look,
he's in the business. Doesn't know somebody's got a tape recorder on around him. Everybody, hello. It's always on. 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Here we are, 34 after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the minds of Rich McFadden and Joe Crummy, who doesn't really have a mind. The mind he has...
I have evil thoughts.
Yes, he does. And you can view his evil thoughts, so you can listen to him by... Well, you got to find him first on iTunes. Then you can click and you'll listen to
him. Did you see what I said about Anna Navarro on the podcast?
I did not.
No? It's always fun when you read the thing on the podcast. I think you might get a kick out of that.
Really? Why?
Well, just read it. I mean, can you call it up right now? You've done it before. You can't do it now?
No. You know what I was looking at? I just got distracted, honestly. Mm-hmm. The story of an 11-year-old boy who scored higher in an IQ test than Albert Einstein and Stephen Hawking. Wow. Did you see that?
Really?
No. Yeah.
What's that got to do with Bernie Sanders, though?
It was probably just more federal funding.
He lives in Germany, though. That might work, Richie. You might be right about that. All right, so we're into our overview of the stories and the people, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where you can get Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, see a review of the most recent convention, audio and video of that. Very cool stuff. The President of the United States... getting behind immigration legislation that would make the penalties on people who come to this country illegally and commit crimes much more serious. What am I missing here? The idea that one who commits a crime, instead of going to jail, we have so many people in jail in this country who ought not to be in jail, but a perfect example of somebody who ought to be in jail is this guy who shot, wasn't it a young girl in San Francisco, illegal, a couple of years ago, whatever And then there are dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of these stories every year. And instead of putting them in jail, we put them on a plane and send them back to where they came from so they can come back into our country illegally again. This guy had been in and out of the country six times. He said, what sense? Hello, is there no common sense anywhere? Why would you put somebody like that on a plane and send him away because he did something bad instead of putting him in jail?
Why don't you send the MS-13 Central Americans who come over here six times to Syria?
Let them go and charge around. Now take care of Daesh.
Now, a Trump-Palin administration would do that. And I like it.
Absolutely.
You know, Richie's idea is actually a good one. Why are we sending them back to their country? Put them in a uniform,
then they'll go to Syria.
Right. And send them to Syria.
Right.
That's perfect. And Afghanistan, instead of ridiculously wasting 4,000 more American lives over there on top of the, 6,800 or 8,600 or whatever.
You want to come and shoot guns in another country? Look,
why? Just give them. Here's what
they don't even need a gun. They use machetes and stuff. Let them go chase them around like they used to do 1,000 years ago.
Well, how about this? Why don't you just give them a gun, send them back to Mexico and fix it? It's like, all right, look, here's your gun. Go back and take it down and fix it.
We're saying all these things in jest, but honestly, don't all the things we've suggested make more sense than just putting some crook who's illegal on a plane, sending him back to where he came from so he can figure out how to come back again?
They don't have to figure it out. They've already got the path back. They know how to get back. So
we're going to fix that because the wall's going up. This week, they're having the three bidders who have, I think the bid is, the lowest bid is $1.6 billion to build the San Diego version of the bridge, of the wall across, I don't know, I think it's 64 miles or something, wall over to meet the wall that's there in Arizona. And then they got to figure out how to get a wall across to keep the Warrenians away from El Pasans. Which nobody has figured out yet. They cross back and forth on the bridge every day across the Rio Grande. So what the hell are you going to put a bridge up there for? I don't get putting up a wall there makes no sense to me.
Why not? Because you have a big gate in the wall and you have to come through legally.
But have you ever been there? Drive down the 10. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you drive the 10 from east to west or west to east, as you come into El Paso from the west, you immediately know you're coming into El Paso because about 15, 20 miles out, there are five huge dairy farms that all have 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 cows. And the pile of cow manure, you can smell 10 miles to the west if the wind is blowing in that direction. So that's
you're
what
not
you're
really
greeted
selling this,
by.
To get me to go. You're not selling it to me.
No,
to
okay. So that's what you get when you're driving into El Paso.
You got to run their tourist board.
It smells like crap. You got to check it out.
Check it out. So then after you get by the farms, you see the Rio Grande River. And it's you could swim across it in 4 or 5 seconds. It's such
small,
shallow, no big deal. But they have barbed wire, they have some of the stuff. So you come into El Paso and you look on the right and you see Juarez and you're driving. If you come in from the east at night, as you're coming into El Paso, this is like New York City. Well, what you don't know is that what you're seeing, most of the lights you're seeing are Juarez, not El Paso. And as you come around the sort of bend and get into El Paso proper, you look off and see the stark difference. It's amazing to look at the stark difference of the buildings that are in El Paso and the buildings that are in Juarez. With the exception of a mall, if you go across the bridge, I did this once. I visited El Paso when I was on KTSM there 4 or 5 times. I think I went to El Paso, at least Richie. You can remember my connection. So anyway, I went across. One day, I just walked across the gate, my passport, and I wandered in. There is, as you go in the first road to the left, is a big medical center. It's much different than any of the other things you'd see in the city because it's all new and has a whole bunch of American doctors who practice over there, dentists, shrinks, cardiologists, you name it. They're in this mall. Yeah. And so Americans go over there to get their health care because it's so much cheaper. And the Mexicans come there. They don't have to pay any taxes. They don't do anything. They just, they're there. And it's a pretty amazing indictment of the healthcare industry in America, actually, which gets us to number one on the hit parade this week, the healthcare reform legislation that the old fossils tried to get through. They had to end up putting some opiate protection or treatment into the bill in order to make it acceptable for some. I'm doing all the talking. You guys jump in. This really gets me going because there's nothing in this bill, as there wasn't with Obamacare, for prevention. It's another insurance bill. It's all it is. It's less expensive for the taxpayer in terms of what we all have to contribute as taxpayers. But does it do the job? No. It's nonsense. All of this stuff. It's theater. It's just theater.
Why would it be so bad if you were, you know, if you need
it? Isn't that it's so bad? It's not so good. It may not be so bad. It's just not so good. If you're going to do something and shake everything up, then fix it. The biggest problem in our country is that people don't have an incentive, and this is how silly we are psychologically, to be well. They don't have an incentive. The health care should be aimed at trying to keep people exercising, eating the right things, not smoking, not abusing drugs, that kind of stuff. That's what the health care system should be, not some damn insurance bill.
Yeah, if you don't walk away with anything else from the health care conversation, let's look at the rhetoric.
Richie, turn your mic up a little bit.
The main point of all the rhetoric here, okay?
Yeah.
That 22 million people will be left uninsured with this new GOP.
Hello, there's 22 million uninsured now.
Right, well, there's 23 million, so it'll go... It stays a little bit. But the misleading factor there is that 15 million of those 22 million don't want the insurance.
Yeah.
That's why there's so many, because they don't want to pay for it. They just like, I don't want insurance. I don't want to have to pay $600 a year, $200
a month. I'm 22 years old.
Is that your choice? You should be able to make that choice, right?
Your body, your life. They make it sound like all these people are going to be destitute and not have insurance, and they're going to be laying on their deathbed, and they won't be able to get medical insurance, when it's actually some 22-year-old kid hanging out in the bar every single night, and they don't care. They don't want it. They don't see the reason for it.
No.
Now, Doug, let me fight with you for just a second.
Good. We're having a fight. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm going to do a couple of commercials, then you can fight with me. People, listen. This is what's called a teaser. Listen for Joe and I fighting in just a moment here as we review what's going on in the world of talk radio. The stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week, as preserved and as annotated by the folks who run Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry, sports talk radio, usual kind of conversation about sports and how much fun it is and what's going on with some of the players, etc. Number 10. Number 9, Google gets fined a couple of billion bucks or a billion and a half or something by the European Union for doing bad stuff. So they say. Speaking of bad stuff, number 8 is that global attack, the ransomware, the malware attached to it. What do we do about that? The YouTube shooting, number 7. The Sarah Palin lawsuit against the New York Times, number 6. The Russian story that the CNN folks kind of booted, number 5. Let's see. Number 4 is the Trump and his Twitter. Number 3, the travel ban. Number 2, illegal immigration conversation and the status of the health care bill is number 1 on the countdown this week. If you're in a small, medium, or large business, and it is your job to find the new employees, to recruit good people for good jobs, may I pass along something that's very important for you to know. Finding great talent is as easy as going to ZipRecruiter.com, one word, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. The difference here among all of, there are half a dozen of these sites, and they're all okay, but ZipRecruiter is different because they don't depend on candidates finding you. They find them and bring them to you. That's the idea here. You want the job to be easier of finding good, qualified candidates, and you can do that. You don't have to juggle all the emails or the calls to your office. Just screen, rate, and manage the candidates in one place. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Using that trigger will allow you to use ZipRecruiter the first time free. Yep, free, free, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find the next great person for your great company. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In Oklahoma, some bar owners were upset at customers sharing hamburgers. They wanted to make every customer buy their own, so they convinced legislators to require it. Now the law prohibits one person from taking even a bite of another person's hamburger. Legislators claimed it was a health hazard, but most people understood it was really about government officials protecting their friends in a favored business. Years later, the anti-hamburger sharing law remains in force. Citizens should never be complacent about such threats to their freedom. They should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom doesn't end all at once. It is chipped away slowly by such little things as hamburger laws. If responsible citizens want to take a bite out of government overreach, this would be a good place to start.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Going through the charts so that you have an official rendering, I only usually do this once in each hour of the countdown, so let me just give you, you can go to talkers.com anytime and get the list just for your listening and dancing pleasure, but let me review it here. The people list this week includes number 10, Kim Jong-un. At number 9, Bernie Sanders and his wife. At number 8, Sarah Palin. Number 7, the two people who were involved in that YouTube shooting. Number 6, Vladimir Putin. 5, Joe and Mika, his wife-to-be. Let's see, number 4 is the former president, Mr. Obama. Rand Paul is in the 3rd position in the list of people. The old fossil, Mitch McConnell. And the number 1, speaking of shooting him out, or shoot him ups, Donald Trump, president of the United States, is in the number 1 position. No surprise there. I'm Doug Steffen. No surprise we're here every week on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 47 after the hour. This is the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, courtesy of Rich McFadden and Joe Crummy and Doug Steffen here this week. Okay, so if you're not nice to me, I'm going to tell people about your, I'm going to tell people about the plastic surgery in your bloody face. If you're not nice to me,
you're going to tweet about it.
My retweet to you.
I love it.
I retort and retweet. All right, so what do you have? What's the? We're talking about the health care bill. I think it's nonsense. Joe wants to take exception to that.
Well, do you want to? Well, the only thing
yeah, let's fight. Come on,
let's get it on. All right.
Yeah.
You were talking about.
This is, by the way, the podcast, the Joe Crummy Evil Thoughts, is You're Going to Die.
Right. But you still haven't mentioned the thing about Anna Navarro, though. See, that would really make a lot of people mad. If you're upset about Mika, you'll love the Anna Navarro comments at Evil Thoughts. But, I mean, back to what you were saying about opioid coverage, right? You were mad about that, right?
I'm not mad. I just think that it becomes, it just shows you how political this is and how they haven't really dealt with what it's one of the biggest problems health-wise in our country, and it's not.
It is, but how about this? About why should I be paying for the opioid care if I don't need it?
Well, are you talking about you as a taxpayer paying for it for somebody else? Or are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about a policy, say under the Obamacare. You know, that I have I'm paying for that in my premium, whether I want it or not. Or yeah. I'm paying. Say I'm back to that 22 year old kid you're talking about, mm-hmm. and all that. There's another reason if I'm 22, I don't want it. I don't need it. I don't need neonatal care. I don't need the opioid thing. I don't have a drug problem. Why should I pay for that?
What I'm saying is.
Well,
that's the
what
problem
I'm
with
saying
national health care, which is one size fits all, which is, of course, nonsense.
Okay, so you agree with me. We're not.
I don't disagree.
How's that any different than why should I pay education taxes if I don't have any kids to go to the schools? Or
good. That's another good point.
Why should I pay for that road if I don't drive on it?
Yeah.
That's good pushback,
yeah,
Richie.
All those things are great, Richie. I'm with you.
All right.
Keep going.
Turn off that mic.
Right.
Yeah, but how about this? You were mad about that. And I'm just saying, okay, if I'm going to buy a policy, why don't I just get a writer for it? I mean, if I have a drug problem, why is it so bad? You know, if I get a policy and say I don't have to buy the neonatal care because I'm some guy, I might have that money then to pay for what I really need, which is the opioid problem.
Uh-huh. Well,
I'm just talking about tailoring the plan.
I plan on being addicted to drugs in the next decade. I'd like to buy an insurance policy for it, please.
I want to avoid that. Right. I'm planning on doing a lot of opioids, so I better get a policy on it.
I think if you listen to some of your podcasts, you're already doing it. Under the surface.
Well, it's an evil podcast.
It is. Well, I have evil thoughts about the evil podcast. Evil Thoughts with Joe Crummy. You can find him on iTunes. Rich McFadden, you can find him attached to his desk. He's got a pair of handcuffs on. I'm not sure what he's doing with those.
Anyway, fuzzy handcuffs.
I'm Doug Steffen. It's now 10 minutes for the hour.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour, time for a review of the top five technology items from this past week. And because Victoria Keelan is not with us, she's on her honeymoon vacation, it's up to me to translate some of these things from the top five as having charts and stories and reviews of names and stuff is part of our weekend experience. We'll go through the top five items here from the world of technology from number five to number one. At the number five position, the Russians are saying extremists planned the bombing using encrypted chat app Telegram. The State Security Agency said this week the terrorists used the messenger app Telegram to plan an attack on the St. Petersburg Metro, a disclosure that buttressed lawmakers' efforts to curb the use of encoded chat programs over there, which are popular among jihadists and activists, and government officials use them as well. Statement by the Federal Security Service in Russia came as the House of Parliament moved forward on several laws targeting anonymity on the Russian segment of the Internet, including a ban on the use of virtual private networks that mask IP addresses. President Putin increasingly enforcing legislation demanding that social networks store their information in Russia, blocking the employment site LinkedIn earlier this year in an apparent effort to pressure larger networks such as Facebook to comply with the law. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. But the situation there this past week, the attack in the second largest city in Russia, and it's a beautiful city. At number four on our list of the top five items from the world of technology, the Global Internet Forum to Counter Terrorism, building on several existing initiatives which are designed to scrub terrorist recruitment material from the Internet. This is actually quite an interesting forum. It's supposed to make it easier for members to cooperate with each other as well as with government, with the core goal including improving technology for detecting terrorist material, creating practices for addressing extremism and online hate, and sharing information about counter speech tools like the Jigsaw from Google, the redirect method, which places anti-terrorist advertisements alongside keywords popular with potential Daesh recruits, and also partner with the Counterterrorism Committee at the UN to host a series of workshops. So this is a private-public workshop, a partnership that pushes for better methods of identifying and removing terrorist propaganda and hate speech from the various Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter, you name it. They're all in partnership here, and I think that's a pretty smart move on their part. Everybody ought to be on board with that. Number three on the list, getting closer to number one of the hot issues from the world of technology this week, Tinder may be associated with the hookup routine. People want to hook up. But the story in the New York Times this week found that the app's user base is actually pretty open to talking about politics. Before the elections in England, the Times set up a chat box using volunteers' profiles and found that many of the prospective daters were actually willing to learn about the candidates and the issues they'd be voting on. During the experiment, the bot swiped yes on every user, and when a match was made, the program would automatically generate a conversation that touched on the election, asked the match about who they planned to vote for. Depending on the answer, the bot would send out specific critiques of a political party or ideas for how to beat the opposing party. So, Tinder expanding its value. Speaking of expanding, number two this week, a focus on Google. They say they're going to stop scanning Gmail for ad targeting later in the year. Stop reading your email to target ads, a practice which has been widely criticized, as well it should be. Ever do that? I was online the other day looking for an RV. And when I went back to whatever it was that I was looking at on Firefox, the first thing that comes up on the screen isn't what I'm looking for, but it's an ad for an RV. So that's what they're supposed to be changing. It is. It's distracting, isn't it? Huh? Number one this week, top five tech stories. Number one, here's how to find out which apps are killing your battery life. There's no one app that's a known battery killer. It varies from one person to the next, depending on your habits. If you're somebody who leaves your phone in your desk for most of the day, turning on and off your screen probably isn't the culprit. If you're listening to iTunes, well, maybe. There's a way to find out which apps are drawing down the power. To find out, go to your iPhone settings, scroll down to battery, tap that, and you'll see your battery usage broken up by the app for the last 24 hours or the past 7 days. So then you'll know what's killing your app. All right, top five tech stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.